All right, I want to talk about the film There Will Be Blood, which I watched, rewatched again for the second time since the first viewing when it came out. I believe it was 2007 this film came out. And I watched it over the weekend, and after having purchased the film, after watching it the first time, I decided to purchase it on Blu-ray. I figured I loved it. It was a five star for me at that time, and I just thought I would probably want to purchase it and watch it over and over again. So it's been quite a long time since I watched it, and I went ahead and viewed it again this weekend. Now, I have to say, my opinion of the film has changed a lot since the first viewing. That's not to take away from the acting performances from Daniel Day-Lewis and Paul Dano, who, after watching this film, he became one of my favorite up-and-coming actors. Now, I'm not trying to take away anything from Daniel Day-Lewis. He's an amazing actor. He's been in so many great films, and his performance in this one was iconic. But this is the type of film that it's more of a downer than it is something that will, uplift you. The film, it's a very slow-going film. It's 2.5 hours long. It does tell the story, the evolution of Daniel Playview, who is played by Daniel Day-Lewis. And it's his sort of journey showing his, it's a character study, essentially, showing his evolution from basically being broke to becoming this sort of oil baron. I don't know if this was based on a true story. IMDb says it's based on the novel by Upton Sinclair called Oil, which unfortunately, I have not read yet. I will say Daniel Day-Lewis was really, really good in the film, as was Paul Dano, who played the part of, I want to say, a Christian pastor type of guy that was sort of interconnected with Daniel Day-Lewis, and because he was giving him tips for oil, for land that might have oil in it, and then later was trying to make deals with him for plots of land and stuff. The film was int it was t it was told it would, in an interesting way, but the music was compelling. But overall, it was a little bit of a downer. And then going into the spoiler territory, the very end of the film, there's a scene in a bowling alley, and I really think this ending, they could have tightened up, they could have shortened the film by about 30 minutes, maybe 20, just bring in that ending a lot earlier, and then maybe at the end, it sort of cuts off, and you're kind of wondering what's going to happen next, and the film credits roll. So what happens is Daniel Day-Lewis meets up again with Paul Dano's character, who's like, "Hey, I got this land over here. It has oil in it." Daniel Plainview, he's like, "Hey, I already got that oil. Basically, we put a pipe in underneath from we owned all the surrounding properties. We put a pipe in, and we drank your milkshake." And after that, he kind of goes on this rages. So it wasn't the first time. Earlier in the movie, Daniel Day-Lewis's character, Daniel Plainview, he finds out that this guy who's pretending to be his brother was not, in fact, his brother. He had made up the story and gotten the information from his real brother, who had passed away from a disease or from an illness. And so he went ahead and killed him and buried his body. So you knew that he was playing a despicable character. And it's not someone that you can really look up to and, and be proud of or anything like that. This guy is the worst of the worst. He's just greedy oilman. And then there's a scene near the end with his son, where his son was who had whose son became deaf from an accident on an oil rig or on a derrick, and there was an explosion and his son lost his hearing. But by the time he's an adult, he had gotten married. He told his dad, "Hey, I'm gonna go work on in an oil field somewhere else." I think he said that. And he's like, "So you're gonna be my competition?" He said, "No, it's not like that. It's just," and basically told him, "You're worthless from the beginning. You never want to see you again." And then there was all these hurtful types of things that he said to his son, and it was just like, what kind of a father would say these things? He would say like, "You're an orphan. You weren't really my kid," and just despicable the way he was. He played the part really well. And then the very last scene in the movie, of course, going back to that, when they were in the bowling alley, it's a little, I want to say it's a little two-lane bowling alley that's probably built into his mansion. After he tells Paul Dano's character that he drank his milkshake, he starts chasing him around like he's gonna beat him up, and he gets a bowling pin and beats him to death. and it's just despicable, and the blood's just pouring on the bowling lanes, and you're like, is he going to be able to get away with another murder? This is the second one. It's got to be early 1900s by now, and there's no way he would be able to get away with another murder. And then right after that occurrence, the credits roll, and you're just like, what? It just ends? And the film, it was directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. I don't know if that's how he ends all his films, but I did not like the way the film ended. I want to talk a little bit more about Paul Dano's character. There was a really nice scene with him. His name, interestingly enough, it's funny that his name is Paul in the film, and Daniel Day-Lewis's name was Daniel in the film. But in the film, he played the part of like a preacher, and he had invited Daniel Day-Lewis's character, Daniel Plainview, to come to one of the sermons, and so he did. And he just gives this rousing performance, I thought, just where, I don't know how to say it, just really emotionally and intense scene where he was acting like a preacher. And it was very, very good. And from that point forward, I became a huge Paul Dano fan. Having said that, There Will Be Blood in my mind now has been downgraded. I no longer consider it a 5-star film at best for me. I think it's relegated to the 4-star status because I do not want to watch this film again unless I'm with someone who's never seen it or something like that, or it happens to come on. I might watch it if it happens to come on television. But anyway, that's my review, and thanks for listening.